Okay, good morning, everybody. For the rest of the year, maybe we'll see it come to Pesach time, things will change a little bit, but I really like to focus on the mitzvah of tzedakah. And I thought it was a good hakdama for the Rambam Chabura, really dealing with Hilchos Tzedakah and Hilchos Matanos Aniyim, which is in Sefer Zeraim. It would be prudent to begin with the line of the Rambam of a Chayav and Yizar, Mitzvah Saseh Shal Tzedakah, Yoser Mikom Mitzvah Sheba Torah. That the Zahiros that we have to pay to Tzedakah, and we'll talk about why that is in succeeding days, we'll proceed systematically. So Tzedakah requires a unique Zahiros, an extreme care. And we recall the Gemara Masechta Avodah Zarah that tells us a person that has biyado Talmud Torah ve'ein biyado Gemilos Chasadim is kemi she'ein lo Eloha. He's very far away from Hashem in some sense, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is all about chesed and all about tzedakah. This is the attribute of Hashem. No sein lechem b'chol basar, ki li'olam chasto, poseach chesedecho, mazbi'a l'chol chai ratzon. So, a person who's not attuned to tzedakah, kimi she'ein lo Eloha. And fascinatingly, the Gemara there in this discussion of Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Yitzayin Amud Beis, reminds us that the greater a Talmud Chacham a person is, so the greater obligation that they have in Gemilos Chasadim. And it talks about Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion. He was involved. He was the Gabbai Tzedakah in his town. And yet, Kedavai Leilo Avad. He should have been more involved. A man of his stature should have been even more involved. And Rabbi Chaim Brisk said that's the definition of a Rav. The Rav has to be the one who is responsible for all of the inyanei tzedakah and chesed in that particular town. And so it's an extremely important and foundational topic. And I wanted to include in this hakdama two further thoughts. Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal very famously would emphasize, and he was renowned for his compassion and his tzedakah, would come to his door all night long. There were times when it was impossible for him to learn at night. There were people who had no idea that he was from the Gedolei Hador, and a Rosh Yeshiva who collected tzedakah at his house just because he was generous. They literally had no idea. So he would love, he emphasized to his children and to his honorary children, his Talmidim, that when the Sefer HaChinuch discusses the mitzvah of tzedakah in Parshas Re'eh, based on the pasuk of Pasoach Tiftach Es Yad Chalo, V'darshu Zichrono Levracha Pasoach Tiftach Afilu Kame Pa'amim, and he certainly did it, Afilu Kame Pa'amim, and more than that. So the Chinuch defines the mitzvah. Lasu Tzedakim Atzarech Eleha B'simcha U'vituv Levav, that the mitzvah isn't to give tzedakah, there's an intrinsic kiyum shevalev, which is B'simcha, to give of one's assets, to give of one's materials bisimcha. And again, if a person doesn't give bisimcha, that's not okay, so you don't get the bonus points. But that undermines the mitzvah per se. And we'll see lashonos that support this in the Rambam. And I think this does relate, even if it's not exactly analogous, but it certainly relates to a position that Rabbeinu Yonah took in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. So the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos tells us that a person who says, Shali Shali Vishalcha Shalcha, so there's a machlokes. One day is that it's a midah benonis, and one day is that this is a midah sedom. So Rabbeinu Yonah poses a very important question. How could you say that this is a midah benonis, that a person who refuses to give tzedakah? This was the terrible chet of sedom, as the Navi Yecheskel tells us, Yad ani ve'evyon lo hechazika. How could a person possibly think that that's a benonis? Rabbeinu Yonah explains that's not what the machlokes is about. We're talking about somebody who ends up giving tzedakah, but he does so because what can I say? The Torah compelled me to do it. It's a chok. Torah told me I can't wear shatnez or baser b'chalav, and likewise the Torah told me that I have to give my money. I can't take all of my money for myself. So a person who does that, so there's a machlokas. So one day is that person is a benoni. Right? It could be worse. He could be, not giving at all. And so we'll give him credit for what he actually does do. But Rabbeinu Yonah says there's another person. There's another daya that says that's a midas Sodom. Person who gives for that reason, so he's guilty of the same sin that people of Sodom are guilty of, because the aspect in the Kiyum Shebalev is so significant when it comes to the mitzvah of tzedakah. So one has to take into account what a person's mentality is when they give tzedakah. So it's in the Sefer Achinuch, we'll see it in the Rambam, it's based on the Gemara and Bava Basra and Ksuvos. But the Sefer Achinuch states the following, and with this we'll conclude our first Takdama, even though there will be many layers to the Takdama. Uchlal ha'inyan, that he writes to his son, V'yata b'ni, uchlal ha'inyan shekala mehanes chaveiro b'bimamon, ben b'maychalo b'shar tzrachav afilu b'dvarim tobim, dvarim dechumim, kind words, b'chlal mitzvah tzedakah hi, uschara harbe me'od, you have to internalize these words. So even to give a few kind words, dvarim shal nechama, dvarim nichumim, that's also part of the mitzvah of tzedakah. Sometimes that's the most important form of tzedakah that we could do, is to give a kind word. And I think it's the Sefer Achinuch Lishitaso. Because if one really believes that not just an additional component, but an intrinsic part of the mitzvah is besimcha v'tuv levav, so then of course it stands to reason that even if somebody has nothing to give in the material sense, except a sense of empathy, dvarim hayotzim min halev nichnasim halev, and so the simcha and tuv levav, that sense of empathy, that sense of concern that pours out of one's heart, even if it doesn't express itself materially, hareza bichal hatzdaka, afilu dvarim tovim, dvarim nichumim bichal mitzvah hatzdaka. He, I think this is a very, very important factor when it comes to even beginning our study of the mitzvah, shechayavim lizar ba yoser mikol mitzvah saseh shevatorah.